What's up, guys? TrickDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. In this video, I want to talk about everybody got all but hurt. I deleted some comments because I put up a video. In the video, I just said, consider buying an older truck because you do have a track record. And I tried to show you guys, I was in a truck that day that was brand new, that was getting crap mileage to the gallon. And I gave you guys the mileage, and people was like, oh, let me do the miles on that. Let me do the. It's like, no, I did. When I give you the miles on that truck, when I gave you the miles, and that's not the only one I'm going to do like that. But the reason I did that, so you do it yourself. I've run into owner operators at from Prime who don't know how to shift their fifth wheel. I've run into owner operators. I mean, when I say owner operator, I'm some of you lease guys out here. Literally, when I was graduated from school many years ago, there was a guy there who was an owner operator. He had just graduated from school. You know how much he didn't know? You know, but he bought two trucks. And I've talked about that before. But the thing is, the reason I'm making these videos and talking about this stuff is not to have an argument with people. It's to make the statement or get people to understand that the whole idea of spending $250,000 on a truck and it's going to guarantee, you know, work perfectly and be great is bullshit. You know, there's always a reality that you could get a clunker, dude, that's brand new. You know, if you go out and buy a brand new car, there are people who get cars that are brand new and they have leaky roofs or leaky trunks or scratches, unexplained scratches, or the paint wasn't done right. The difference is that person is $50,000 in debt, maybe $20,000 in debt. You are $200,000 in debt, plus you are beholden to some banks that are pretty ruthless with your credit record there, buddy. So the point of that video was to simply say to people, consider spending 40, 10, 15, 20 instead of just spending 100 or 200 if you get it all decked out. And that was it. That was the point of that video. It wasn't to piss people off. It wasn't, you know, it doesn't even have that many views, but people got pissed off. It was just to say, hey, consider. That's why it says, consider buying a used truck. Consider it. Consider it and say no. Consider it and say yes. It is consider. Now, the reason I made that video is because that truck, that particular day cab in our fleet, the company I work for, is getting horrible mileage. Okay, I ended up having to fill it up, and I do maybe, I don't think at that point I had done 150 miles in one day. And so it had already burned a half a tank. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. And it had 35,000 miles on it, by the way. You know, and there was a guy who made a video, and I actually wanted his comment up. But I don't want any of the bitchy comments, please. You're right. Any bitchy comments and anybody mentioning the mileage. If I say I want you to figure out the taxes, I don't want other people to figure it out for you. If I say I want you to think, I want you to think. I don't want other people to think for you. So if I delete your comment, it's not because I'm being mean. It's not because I dislike you. It's because I want people to think. I am not a millionaire. I'm not going to become a millionaire doing this channel. You know, if I wanted to become a millionaire YouTuber, I need to start doing comedy, okay? You know, I do this to help people and to get rookies. There are guys out here buying trucks at these lease purchase programs who have less than a year experience. I mean, yeah, we all recommend that you not do it until a year at least, but no one does that. So let's be thought-provoking here. You know, let's get people to think outside the box, you know? So that's my goal and mission with that. And I'll continue to do those. But just wanted people to understand it's not personal if I delete your comment. I just want the people watching it to think. That is very important for me for them to think. Now saying that, I just also wanted to let guys know, and I didn't mention this in the thing. The reason I made this video was not just seeing those guys, but I drove by a U.S. Express lot. And I was talking to a guy. He was taking a truck to this lot. I think it was I think it's off of I-80. I think it was off of I-80 at the pilot there. Some of you guys know what a pilot is just before you get to the truck stop before it turns from I-80 to 76, I think it is. Just before you get into Pennsylvania. from Ohio. But anyway, I was there. I was talking to a guy, and he was taking his truck to a yard, and he thought they were going to fix it, because it was his assigned truck, and they said no, you know, they're just taking it to the yard. They're probably gonna sell it or something, because he ended up finding out that it's supposed to get better mileage than that. And I said, what was the mileage? He's like, well, it's getting 4.5 miles to the gallon. And I'm like, how many miles are on it? He's like, it's got 226,000. And I'm like, dude, that's something seriously wrong with that truck. And I mean, the thing is, it wasn't that old, you know. And that's not the first time. I remember Warner sent back a bunch of, Pro Stars. Because they couldn't get them governed, one. And two, when they got them governed, the mileage was shit. You know, and these are big companies with big dollars and big money. You are one person. Okay? So that's where the inspirations of some of this stuff is coming. Just from like, talking to people, and you just hear, like, he's glad he did. He was just a day cab driver like me. But if he owned that truck, man, you got a truck doing 4 or 5. You know, 3 miles to the gallon, that's fucked up. And you got these assholes out here lying to you, telling you that, you know, newer trucks are guaranteed to be better and older trucks are going to get 4 miles to the gallon guaranteed. That's a bunch of bullshit. Sometimes old trucks are great. Sometimes old trucks are shit, right? The only way to know whether an old truck is good or not is to get in it, drive it, and look at the ECM and the computer information, right? And that's it. You know, you got to, then from that point on, it's experience. Hell, the ECM could be wrong, you know. But ultimately, experience with that truck is going to give you the information. Now, my thing is, you can get a good track record if you know, if you can get the used truck information, like what was the maintenance like on the truck, that kind of stuff. When you get a brand new truck and it's fucked up, there's no information. You know, so there's no track record. There's no old driver you can talk to. You know, there's nothing. You know, it's like I told a guy the other day, we were talking about it, and he said, well, man, what could you do? And I'm like, well, why don't you copy down all the million-mile drivers that are usually on that award wall at your job and find out what trucks they're in and see if you can buy that truck. I mean, if I got to drive a truck after somebody, I want a truck that's been run well and taken care of, then I'm going to go with the guy who's been driving for 20 years. I bet the transmission's like new. You know what I mean? He ain't grinding no gears at this point. And I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I'm telling you, dude, think outside the box, man. Don't spend all that money on the trucks, man. You could get fucked. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. That's my little thing there. I will continue the series talking about trucks. Next, we'll be talking about me in school.